Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Let's take a look at Off the Hook Sports and projecting the ball's upcoming depth chart. We now have spring practice in the rear view. You can move around a little bit up and down the roster in the summer, but that's not really going to happen very much. You pretty much know who the starters are going to be on both sides of the ball coming out of spring camp. So let's start with the obvious. Nico would be the starter at quarterback. And we're going to discuss whether or not he's a national or regional story. But then let's get to four downs. It's brought to you by our good friends at Dynasty Pools and Spas. Four Downs is right now on Off the Hook Sports as we project Tennessee's football roster.
Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Spas, the most comfortable spas made in the United States of America, right here in East Tennessee. Drop in for the all-new showroom in Athens, Dynasty Spas, perfect for all four seasons. Four Downs, presented by Off the Hook Sports.
All right, Caleb, so we want to do this project in front of you, and Caleb, I'm curious, out of the 22 starters, I want to get your thoughts on these starters as well on the message board. But out of the 22, Caleb, how many were easy? Snap of a finger, top of easy. I think that will give us a hint at what Tennessee has coming back. 22, how many were just, boom, I got this?
Oh, well, there was quarterback, center, right guard, and right tackle. Quarterback, center, right guard, right tackle. Edge rusher. That honestly might be it. And punter with Jackson Ross.
Well, you're linebackers, right? Okay, well, let's get to him right now. What down is it, Coop? By the way, what should we do?
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe. Coop here. First down.
All right, the defensive front. Let's start with the defensive front. How do you see that shaking out with the two deep? Remind you that tackles can interchange, and they might be first string at the beginning of the season, second string. You don't know what's going to happen there. But how do you see the defensive front shaking out before we flip to the offensive side of the ball, which was so pivotal last year in Tennessee's stumble at Florida in September?
So the defensive front, for the way Tennessee's defensive line works is they have four defensive linemen. They actually have a nose tackle that they do actually have as their nose tackle spot. They have another defensive tackle. Then they have an edge rusher who can kind of play off or on the line. And then they actually have a defensive end who can do 3, 4, or 5 technique up front. So their nose tackles, I believe Amari Thomas will be their starting nose tackle. I believe Elijah Simmons will be the backup. It's up to Elijah Simmons whether or not he and Amari Thomas share time at that position and Rodney Garner can rotate the way he wants. And if he can, Tennessee will be uniquely loaded at that position then. The other defensive tackle spot is going to be Bryson Easton and Omar Norman Lott. There's no real starter between the two. They're just going to be alternating reps, I think, most of the time. They're both valuable players and valuable defensive tackles. Now, on the outside, I think at the hybrid defensive end position is what I call it. I think you're going to see Dominic Bailey and Tyree West kind of alternate snaps during that time period. I don't know who will win the starting job. I've got Dominic Bailey because of his experience, but Tyree West does have more potential. And then at edge rusher, there's no alternating snaps. James Pierce is the starter. Joshua Joseph is the backup. Period. End of story. No questions asked.
Yeah, unless James Pierce says he's tired. And then that's when somebody else gets to come in, and they're going to keep an eye on that. What down, Coop, as we take a look at Tennessee's starting lineup and top 22, brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas.
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
All right, the offensive front. I think I know who the starters are. I'm not sure that I know who one backup is, which is kind of scary.
So the most obvious starter is Cooper Mays at center. That one's very, very clear. Left tackle is Lance Hurd. They got him from LSU for a reason. Left guard is Andre Carrick. And I don't think he should be, but I think you're right. They're going all in on him because they just don't have many options. Now, the other side is pretty clear. Right guard, Javonte Spraggins. He's been there for 3 years. He's going to maintain that role. He's a heck of a run blocker. Cole Kublik, who I interviewed last year, he's one of my favorite interviews because he's the only person who actually breaks down offensive line among national analysts.
He's excellent. We need to work on perhaps making him a regular guest this fall. That's a great call out.
Yeah. Yeah. All he ever talked about with Tennessee's run game was Javonte Spraggins downfield blocking. I mean, I respect him so much for that. And then at right tackle, John Campbell Jr., they moved him over from left tackle to right tackle. Now, as far as the backups go, I got Shamarad Umarov backing up Lance Hurd, Dave. And I think at some point, somebody that has signed with Tennessee out of high school has got to develop on the offensive line. And
okay. I think this is a difficult call because I talked to somebody about Shamarad over the weekend. I think this is a difficult call for you because I think they're still in the building questioning, really got him as a tackle. He may end up being a guard because he doesn't have quick enough feet. So that one, I think, is still up for debate. But you may prove to be right at left tackle for sure.
Yeah, it's ideally, they don't want to have to go to their backup left tackle.
Right.
And
I think if they did, they would probably flip Campbell and put somebody else at right tackle. But that
that's where I'll go with the other side real quick.
Yeah, that's strictly me trying to throw a prediction out there. Go ahead.
Yes, because backing up Campbell at right tackle is going to be Dane Davis, I believe. So I think Dane Davis is just probably the top tackle off the bench if Campbell or Lance Hurd goes down. That's how I think they're going to work that. Now, the guard spot.
He might be the top guard as well, I'm told.
That's possible. If he isn't, the top guard will be down to Aiden Bussell, I think, will back up Carrick. And I think Jackson Lampley will back up Spraggins. One of them's got to emerge, right?
Isn't it time for Lampley? I'm all with you.
And then backing up Cooper Mays at center is going to be Vicen Ling. I think that one's pretty clear at this point.
You know what's funny? I think I only know the backup center position 100% for sure, which is Vicen Ling heading into this season.
That is kind of intriguing.
That's not a great sign. I mean, we should know in year four who they are. I don't want to knock Josh Heupel because not everything's going to be perfect. But in this particular case, you would like to be able to say the backup at left guard is definitely blah. We really don't even know that. And I think there's some uncertainty from him as well. All right, let's get to third down, brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas.
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
Buddy, I don't know how you're going to do this. Good luck to you. The back seven on defense. I feel like I know two starters, Ricky Gibson at corner, and Boo Carter, despite being a freshman, at strong safety. You got three other positions, including that nickelback to fill. Good luck.
Okay, so here we go. I'm giving my shot. I'm going to shoot my shot here. So the two line, it's funny, neither starter is returning at linebacker, but that's why I didn't say it's a guarantee, but I do feel like it's a guarantee because Keenan Peely starting at Mike, Aaron Carter starting at Sam. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think those are your two guys right there.
All right, and the backups I think are pretty obvious too. I think Jeremiah Thielander is going to back up Keenan Peely at Mike, particularly with Elijah Herring gone. And I think Caleb Perry is going to back up Aaron Carter at Sam. So here goes my cornerbacks. I think the Oregon State transfer, Jamon McCoy, is going to be a starting quarterback. And then I think Ricky Gibson, the third, will be the other starting quarterback. Now, backing them up will be Jordan Matthews. And I was reading reports, Dave, that Christian Harrison, who was committed as a safety, the son of Rodney Harrison, has actually now been getting work at cornerback this year or this spring. So
possible. I think right now they're trying to find a place to put him, from what I'm told, which isn't a great sign.
That's not a great sign, yeah. So that'll be the four cornerbacks. Now, another one who would be a cornerback, but I don't have him in the rotation because he's going to start at star, is going to be Jalen McMurray. I think Jalen McMurray, the Temple transfer, is going to be the starting star. Is it safe to say he's this year's Gabe Judy-Lawley, Dave?
Ooh, see, I was really, really high on Gabe Judy-Lawley because he was so versatile and can play a number of positions. So perhaps, but I was super high on Gabe Judy-Lawley at this time last year. So to say that they're equal in my mind would be a stretch, but I understand where you're coming from. Versatility, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, versatility and things like that.
Yep.
And then I think backing him up, sorry, he's not going to be starting. Y'all can be high on him all day. I still don't believe in him, but I think he can be a valuable backup. Andre Turrentine, I think, is going to be the backup star player. And I think he'll be another versatile player that'll kind of move around like Jalen McMurray. And so those are my two stars. Not, I guess I should say nickels, because stars just means something totally different. I hate the phrase star for that position. But anyways,
agreed.
Going to the safeties, I think the free safety, starting free safety is going to be Jacoby Thomas, the MTSU transfer. And I think Jordan Thomas is going to back him up. Over to strong safety, that's where I think Boo Carter steps in and becomes a starter immediately. And I think John Slaughter backs him up.
You realize that's football heresy, what you and I are just throwing out there like pure fact. A starter at safety. We ought to have Fred on to talk about how difficult it is to start at safety. That's a physical position. It's taxing on your body. And it's also difficult. You can get put in a bind.
Saying for a freshman.
Well, I'm sorry?
You're saying that heresy to stay a freshman is going to start at safety.
Or anywhere, for that matter. I mean, it just usually doesn't happen in college football. It's just a big jump. So starting from day one, when's the last time Tennessee's had a starter from day one that was a true freshman? Just showed up on campus.
Wait, you mean anywhere or at safety? There's been plenty that have started anywhere.
Well, just recently. What's been the most recent that started anywhere?
I mean, Bryce Thompson and Alante Taylor both started a cornerback the second they stepped on campus under Jimmy Pruitt. Yeah, and
those guys in the secondary that are gone.
I think it's more common than you think. Trey Smith, Darnell Wright, all these guys started as true freshmen.
I'm not against it. Just as a rule, most of the time they don't start as a true freshman. Four downs brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Fourth down will be those skill position players. That's got a guy named Nico in it. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready. Because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
Skill position players as we project Tennessee starters coming out of spring practice. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say Nico starts over Gaston Moore at the quarterback position. Am I crazy?
Well, Gaston Moore's not even going to be the backup quarterback. So, yeah, it'll be Nico and then it'll be Jake Merklinger at quarterback. Running back is where things get interesting, and people are going to find me crazy on this. But the starting running back is going to be Peyton Lewis in the fall. He's going to get the bulk of the carries. And they need a feature back. Cam Seldon doesn't have the vision to do it. And so Peyton Lewis is going to be the feature back. But they're going to go four deep at running back, guys, because between Peyton Lewis and Cam Seldon, they're going to have an all-purpose back that goes by the name of Dylan Sampson. Maybe you've heard of him. And
pretty good. He's not a 30-touch a game type of guy, but he can be a good 18 to 20, and then you need somebody to gobble up, 12 to 15 more carries, and you're good.
Yeah, which is why I have Peyton Lewis as the feature back, and then Dylan Sampson as the all-purpose back. Behind both of them, it's Khalifa Keith, who's going to be the power back. I think they're going to use him the way they used Princeton Fant a couple of years ago when they need to line up and just get a yard. I think Khalifa Keith will be that guy. So it'll be Peyton Lewis, Dylan Sampson, Khalifa Keith, and then Cam Seldon will be the backup feature back to Peyton Lewis. But I think they have a great situation with them, and then they obviously have Deshaun Bishop. I'm going to get to receiver in a minute. I kind of want to close with that because I got some takes on that. But at tight end, Dave, I think Ethan Davis is going to be the main tight end. He's going to be the main playmaking tight end that McCallum Castles was or that Princeton Fant was. I think that one's pretty obvious, and he's got the rare physical talent. The physical blocking tight end, like what Jacob Warren was, I think will be Miles Kitzelman, the Alabama transfer. Now, as far as backups, I think Holden Stays will back up Davis as the athletic tight end, and Charlie Browder will back up Kitzelman as kind of the blocking tight end. And I did, for those questioning, yes, I did leave out Emmanuel Okoye. I still think Okoye has talent, but I just think he's still too raw at tight end right now. So
I feel a little bit the same way about Ethan Davis. Why? And that's why I would give Stays a slight nod for more production at the end of the season. But Ethan Davis at some point, whether it's September, October, November, or in the offseason next year, it's about to click for him. It's within a year. Let me ask you this. Who did you have the most difficult time projecting? Who out of all the 22?
I haven't even been able to get to my receivers yet to show you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go receivers. But I was going to set you up. I was going to say who was the most difficult because receivers can be challenging. There are two guys bouncing back from injury. Wonder how you factor that in. See, I was setting you up.
Oh, I didn't realize you set me up for that. Okay. Yeah, it was receiver.
I made a mistake. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, the most difficult was cornerback. I mean, the secondary was still the most difficult. But as for receiver, I think Brew McCoy is going to be the go-to wideout. He's going to be the number one guy. He's got the raw talent. However, brace yourself. The other starting wideout will be Mike Matthews, another true freshman stepping in. I think he's a rare talent that they just won't be able to ignore. So Brew McCoy and Mike Matthews will be your complimentary pieces. Right behind them, you'll see Dante Thornton. And then right behind Thornton, you will see Chris Brazel the second. But McCoy and Matthews will be your go-to wideouts. And then in the slot, Squirrel White, obviously, no real question there. And then Braylon Staley will be the backup slot receiver.
All right. You just don't get this information anywhere else. Again, it's Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Pool and Spas. And let me ask Caleb this. Who will be the best player that's not in his starting 22? The show represented by Banks and Jones.
Jones?
Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com. All right. Who's the X factor not in your 22? You didn't have Matthews in your 22, or did you have him as a starter?
I had him starting with Rue McCoy, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was going to be my pick because I did not think you would have him starting yet, but you've got him starting. So who's the newcomer that's not inside your top 22 that has the biggest impact?
Oh, the newcomer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, newcomer. So
you threw a massive curveball at me on that one, Dave.
Massive. See, that's what I do. Because obviously, if I told you anybody, it would be Boo. But you've already picked Boo as a starter. So we got to go in a different direction.
Oh, it's got to be somebody who's not a starter and a newcomer,
and not a transfer.
Okay.
That's pressure.
Okay, here's my hot take. I'm going to go Braylon Staley, and I'm going to tell you why. Squirrel White has more athleticism than Braylon Staley, and I think Hypo loves that about him. I understand that. He's amazingly fast. I mean, Squirrel White's incredible. I think Braylon Staley has better wide receiver instincts, though, than Squirrel White. What do you think, Dave? I think he actually has, like, more ball instincts.
I just need to see more. I'm going to be honest with you. Jury's still out. I know that's weak.
I think White will be the main starter, but I think they might alternate White and Staley this year. What if they do that?
Very possible. Yeah, I could see that happen because you and I both think that Dante Thornton is going to slide to the outside. And just how much fluidity is there in those positions where a guy could move outside to inside or inside to outside? I don't think Josh Heupel likes that, but coaches evolve over time. And maybe he sees that that is the best way to go with this team.
There's one key part to that, which is that I think that the wideouts have to have a rapport with the quarterback because a lot of this is receivers. They break on their route based on what the defense shows after the snap. And I think it's hard to get that rhythm if you're alternating on the inside and the outside. I do. I think it's much more difficult.
I agree with that. Apex Apparel. Group Solutions, man, they will take care of you. Apex Apparel, they do so much more, not just fantastic clothes. They've also got the ability to design, brand, market your way, unique products to promote your business with unparalleled customer service. That is Apex Apparel. 15% off your first order for your company or your spirit wear. Just call Tyler, or you can click on the link below. Just right below under Apex, 865-919-3001, 865-919-3001. All right, let me pick a guy who's not a newcomer, throw this at you, that could make the biggest jump from last season to this season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Dante Thornton. I'm going to go first.
Oh, okay. Not a newcomer that can make the biggest jump. The obvious answer is Nico Iamaleava, but outside of Nico, I'm going to go Elijah Simmons. I think I'll go Elijah Simmons, and I bought into what you've told me about Elijah Simmons, so I'm going to go Elijah Simmons. By the way, just for people questioning, special teams, JT Carver, Josh Turbyville, my place kicker, Josh Turbyville, Max Gilbert, my kickoff specialist, Jackson Ross, Josh Turbyville, my punter, Matthew Solansky, Bennett Brady, my long snapper, and Dave, my returners. I've got Boo Carter and Cameron Seldon as my kickoff returners, and Squirrel White and Dylan Sampson as my punt returners.
I like it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.